Bonjour, Francophones. Welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
I'm Amaury. Bonjour.
We have a newbie lesson. And where are we going to be today, Amaury?
At the marché.
The marché, the market.
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Marché.
Marché. We're going to the vegetable market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later in the podcast.
I hope so.
For now, let's find out what the lady's going to buy. What's the sentence that's going to come up?
Combien ça coûte?
Combien ça coûte? And that means how much does it cost?
Yeah, okay.
Can you say it one more time because it's an important sentence?
Combien ça coûte?
Combien ça coûte?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times, and we'll be back very soon to let you know everything that happens.
Dialogue first time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
Dialogue, second time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
Dialogue, third time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
Before we do anything, we're going to translate what we just heard.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Do you have some mushrooms, please?
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Do you have mushrooms, please?
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît? Oui, madame.
Yes, ma'am.
Oui, madame.
Yes, ma'am.
Oui, madame. Combien ça coûte?
How much does it cost?
Combien ça coûte?
How much is it?
Combien ça coûte? Pour vous, 5 euros.
For you, 5 euros.
Pour vous, 5 euros.
For you, 5 euros.
Pour vous, 5 euros.
This guy's a pretty good salesman.
Yeah.
He knows how to charm the ladies. Let's look at the first sentence.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Okay, we got a lot of words in that. Let's look at the first part of it.
Vous avez?
Vous avez. That means you have.
Right.
Now, first of all, this is the word vous, which is the formal way to say you.
Yep.
There's another informal way. But in this case, because, you know, you're dealing with salesmen you don't know, you always use the vous form of things to say you. So here we have...
Vous avez?
And that's the verb avoir.
Right.
So, vous avez means you have.
Correct.
So, you have what?
Des champignons.
Okay, now this word, mushrooms.
Yeah.
Can you say it?
Champignon.
Champignon. It's a little, there's a lot of nasally sounds in that.
Yeah.
Let's say it slow.
Champignon.
Champignon. That word's fun to say.
Like yeah, that's it.
So, that means mushrooms.
That's right.
So, what's this word he says before that?
Des champignons.
Des, that means some.
That's right, yeah.
Now, in English, we could say, you have mushrooms, but in French, we have to have the word some in there. We have some kind of article, so we say des champignons.
That's right, it has to be there.
And the des we use because the word champignon is plural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the whole sentence?
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
There we have the word please.
Yeah, s'il vous plaît.
Which is the polite way to say please to people you don't know. What is it?
S'il vous plaît.
S'il vous plaît. Does he have any champignons?
Oui, madame.
Okay, so that's pretty easy.
Madame, it's very French.
In French, that can mean Mrs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's also what you just say, like in the way we would say ma'am. You say a little bit more in French than we would in English.
I think so, yeah. Mm.
It's just a nice greeting to people. Now we learn how to say how much does it cost.
Combien ça coûte?
Okay, there's two parts to that. Let's look at the first part.
Combien?
Combien. So combien means how much.
Right.
And then the second part?
Ça coûte.
That's the verb coûter, which means to cost.
Yeah.
And the ça means that. So how much does that cost?
Combien ça coûte?
Okay. Now these two parts are interchangeable. You could also say ça coûte combien, and it means exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same. You're right.
Okay. He's a pretty smooth guy, and he says, well, madame.
Pour vous, 5 euros.
For you, madame, 5 euros. So we learn how to say pour here.
Pour.
Pour. And then for you?
Pour vous.
Pour vous.
Yeah.
You might notice when you pronounce that, your mouth is a little bit open, right?
Yeah.
So how many euro?
5 euros.
Okay, first of all, so we learn the word 5. I've always liked that word. I don't know why I always like saying it, 5. And that means 5.
Yeah.
And then we learn how to say euro in French, which is a little hard to pronounce. Can you say it?
Euro.
If you wanted to say 5 euros.
5 euros.
5 euros.
Yeah.
So you can hear there's kind of a liaison there.
Right,
so
yeah.
5 euros.
When you say it quickly, you have to make the liaison. 5 euros.
Okay. Let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times now.
Dialogue first time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
Dialogue, second time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
Dialogue, third time.
Allez, allez, mes petites dames, venez par ici, les plus beaux légumes, les plus beaux fruits du marché.
Vous avez des champignons, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, madame.
Combien ça coûte?
Pour vous, 5 euros.
We're back. Before we talk a little bit about the marché, let's look at 2 of the words we learned today.
Champignon, combien?
Both those words have quite a few nasal vowels in them.
Mm-hmm.
Nasal vowels just mean that you say it in your nose, like you have a cold or something, instead of in your mouth.
Yeah.
So let's practice.
Champignon.
Champignon.
Combien?
Combien. Okay, now today, the dialogue was at the marché.
I love the markets. Do you?
Yeah, it's a really cool thing about France.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's very traditional. And you've got all this atmosphere, got all these salesmen. Can happen on a Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time on Saturday morning, you know, because on the weekend, you can have some during the week as well.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are in the vegetable market, but you can find other markets. It can be a fish market.
Mm-hmm. And it's usually outside and there's all kinds of food.
Exactly, yeah.
And there's just something about it. It's like a really festive atmosphere.
Yeah.
Mm. And the salespeople are kind of like this guy. Oh, for you, 5 euros. It's
yeah, like, and this is not sleazy, you know. It's really nice.
Yeah.
You know, these people are just, I don't know, not showing off, but you know, they're lively and...
It's one thing that stayed in France where you have the relationship with your salespeople.
Yeah.
That have kind of changed since we have these supermarkets.
True, that's what I think. And the thing is as well, usually the quality of the food is really good.
That's one thing about French people is you guys are really serious about the freshness of things.
Totally. That's why we still love the markets where we can find good fresh products.
And you guys like to feel every single part of the vegetable and make sure there's no squishy parts.
That's right. No, true.
Let's review before we leave some of the things we learned today.
Vous avez.
You have. Vous avez. Okay.
Champignons.
Mushrooms. And then we also learn how to say some mushrooms or any mushrooms.
Des champignons.
And then we learn how to say how much does it cost.
Combien ça coûte.
Combien ça coûte. Okay, so if you have any questions at all about this lesson, come to FrenchPod.com, where you can also find a pronunciation guide if you want to practice the nasal vowels. And there's all kinds of cool stuff.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.